Now, something that most of us take for granted when we jump in the car or the van is the state of its tyres. But with winter just around the corner and the prospect of freezing temperatures or even snow, having the right tyres can make the difference between bringing the vehicle to a stop in as short a distance as possible or possibly losing control. Now, of course, a reputable tyre dealer should be able to advise you on what is right for your own circumstances, but for some general advice on the best tyres for winter driving, I'm joined by the managing director of Skidmarks, based in Hutton, Keith Playle. Good morning to you, Keith.
Good morning, Alan. Pleasure to be here.
It's a pleasure to see you as always. Keith, you've spoken about winter tyres on the programme before, but with the prospect of the long winter months almost upon us, it's certainly something that's worth thinking about again. Can you just remind us, Keith, what winter tyres actually are and how they differ from what I suppose you might call normal conventional tyres?
Right. There's a lot of misunderstanding. Winter tyres are not just about when snow's on the road. The principal difference between a winter tyre and a conventional tyre is the makeup, the compound of the rubber that makes the tyre. On a conventional tyre, when the temperature falls below around 5 or 7 degrees, the rubber will start to harden, and the harder the rubber, the less grip you get. With a winter tyre, the compound is slightly different, and in which case, when the temperature falls, it will go down as low as minus 17 before this hardening sets in. So it remains pliable and it retains the grip.
And we're not likely to get temperatures that low, certainly not in this part of the country, are we?
No, but it's not unusual with a frosty morning for it to be in the low minus temperatures. Mm-hmm. So plus 5 degrees is when a lot of tyres start to harden. As I say, that effect is nullified because of the difference in the compound of the tyre. The other principal difference is that winter tyres are designed to cope with more surface water. On the tread pattern, there are some small transverse grooves in the tyres. They're called sipes, but not to get hung up on the name of it, but the most important thing they do is shift surface water as you drive through it. You don't find these on a conventional tyre to the same degree. So they're very good at shifting standing water, but they also lock together on snow to create blocks in the tyre, which helps the traction. So that there's fundamental differences in not only the design of the tyre, but also the rubber that it's made out of.
So it's not just snow and ice where they can presumably give you some extra, extra grip of what road there is, what surface there is.
There's two types of that. You need the grip to pull away, mm-hmm. so that when you're at a T-junction trying to get onto a roundabout, you need that little bit of bite to pull onto the road. Yep. A lot of modern diesel engine cars are front driven, and because way diesel engines deliver their power, that it makes them relatively easy to spin the wheels. Mm. Well, with winter tyres, that effect is reduced. Also, it reduces stopping distance. As a rule of thumb, you get 10% better pull-away traction and 10% shorter stopping distances when you use a winter tyre.
Now, that doesn't sound a lot, but I guess that 10% in terms of the stopping distance could be the difference between hitting something or even worse, hitting a person or being able to stop.
As I said, there's a lot of misunderstanding about this. The reaction we get to some people say, why do I need winter tyres? My car's got ABS, anti-lock brakes.
I was going to ask you about ABS. I mean, ABS, you know, I don't know what I would have done as a driver in the days before ABS.
Once upon a time, we used to learn cadence braking, that's where you pumped the pedal, which is exactly the same effect as ABS braking. ABS braking uses a series of pulses of pressure to the brakes so that it stops the wheel locking up. Similarly, things like traction control and yaw control, they're all software variations on ABS. They all rely on using the brakes to slow the car down, to stop one wheel spinning or release it. But you have to remember, it's not the brakes that stop the car, it's the tyres that make contact with the road. So if you have no grip, have no traction, it doesn't matter that you've stopped the wheels if the car carries on sliding. And I think the majority of people have experienced that horrible moment where you lose control, and even if the car wheels only lock up for a few yards, it's a hollow feeling.
Yeah,
you're not in control of the vehicle. Well, if you think that if that 10%, that distance is that extra 10% that you get back because you've got winter tyres, that's not going to happen.
Now, obviously, on snow and ice, it's very, very easy to get into a skid, and you just totally lost control then. But also, if it's very wet, and I think particularly if it's sort of a sudden downpour after sort of on a dry road, you can very easily sort of get into an aquaplaning situation, can't you? So you're in a better situation there. I mean, obviously, the thing to do is there's nothing to replace safe and sensible driving. But if you do get into a problem, then the winter tyres are going to be better for you.
Yeah, I mean, everybody should drive to the conditions. You have to be aware of that. What you have to understand is that with conventional tyres, they're a jack of all trades. They're designed to work in the summer, the winter, the wet, the dry, whatever. Winter tyres are much more focused in the way they're designed to work, so that it's almost like having the right tool for the job. Whereas a general piece of equipment will work all the year. The tyres, winter tyres, are focused for the cold and the wet, not just the snow. But that's a very important thing to consider. That early morning when there's some frost on the road, the little bits of black ice. Although winter tyres are not the perfect solution, they are much better than a conventional tyre.
What about a dry road if it's cold but it's not raining, there's no snow? I mean, are winter tyres any advantage there?
Yeah, because it comes back to as I said before, the compound of the tyre hardens in cold conditions, which winter tyres don't. So when you get into very cold conditions, it could be drier, but a conventional tyre, the compound of the rubber starts to harden and that reduces the grip. So by fitting winter tyres, you're ensuring you have that grip even in the coldest of weather.
What about the speed rating, Keith? I mean, I'm thinking, is there a reason you can't sort of have winter tyres on all the year round?
Yeah. I mean, there is a case for driving them all year round. Given the vagaries of the weather in this country, you know, in the middle of summer you can get 2 or 3 days of heavy rain. That's not unusual.
And it can get pretty cold as well.
And it can get cold. Generally speaking, because of the difference in the compound, winter tyres, as a rule of thumb, wear about 10% quicker. So there is a small premium to be paid in terms of the fact that they will wear quicker. But one of the smart car we use for collecting customers' vehicles, we run that on winter tyres all year round.
Right.
There's no adverse effect on running winter tyres, even in the hottest conditions.
So from a safety point of view, there's no compromise.
The speed rating that you refer to, and there's also a load rating on tyres. If you look at the size on the sidewall of a tyre, it will read something like 205, 55, 16, and then there's a number and a letter.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the number is the load rating of the vehicle, which, generally speaking, as the number grows, that's the heavier load.
Okay.
So that if it's a small hatchback, it'll have a load rating of around 70. If it's a big 4x4, it will be 110, perhaps. And then there's a letter. Again, as it goes up the alphabet, the higher the speed rating. Most cars have RST ratings, which variations of around 100-115 miles an hour, far in excess of the speed limit.
Yeah.
Very high performance cars will have X, Y and Z rating tyres, which take them up close to 200 miles an hour. That is very important because your insurance will insist that you have the tyres fitted to the appropriate rating for your car.
Right.
But winter tyres come in exactly the same ratings as conventional tyres. So in the instance of skid marks, we would look at your conventional tyre and fit exactly the same size, same load rating, same speed rating, but it would be a winter tread pattern, a winter compound on the tyre.
Excellent. Okay, Keith, we'll come back and talk some more in just a moment, in particular some of the practical issues in terms of changing tyres and the obvious question of your tyres that you've got on at the moment, you know, not needing replacing. So what do you do with them for the winter? You were telling us before the break there about the differences between winter tyres and what would you call them? You wouldn't call them summer tyres, conventional
tyres?
We
tend to call them conventional tyres.
Right.
As I say, they're a jack of all trades. They're designed, and they do work very well in a majority of conditions. It's just that winter tyres are more specialised for the more extreme end of the weather.
Right. And we were talking about the fact that winter tyres, not only for use on snow and ice, which is perhaps a common misconception, but also on a wet road, and also if it's dry but cold. Is there sort of a temperature sort of rough cut off where, you know, you're better off with the winter tyres?
Well, it's been shown that the conventional tyres, as I say, the tread will start to harden around between 5 and 7 degrees Celsius. When they get below that, that's when this hardening process sets in, and that's when the grip starts to reduce.
Right.
Because the rubber doesn't have the flexibility.
And I guess given the experience of the past few years, it's not inconceivable that we could have 2 or 3 months of sort of temperature consistently below that sort of level.
Yeah, I mean, it's... We have a vehicle that runs all year round on winter tyres. There's no reason why you can't run them through the summer. As I said before, there is a small premium in terms of wear, but they don't work any less well in the warmer weather than a conventional tyre. But what they do is work much better when the weather turns colder and there's a lot of surface water on the road.
If somebody's thinking it sounds sensible and they'd like to go for winter tyres, how much do they cost? Are they similar to, well, conventional tyres?
As a rule of thumb, there is an approximate 10% premium. They are about 10% more expensive.
Right.
However, as with conventional tyres, there are budget tyres, there are mid-range tyres, there are premium tyres. Generally speaking, The big advantage that you get with the premium tyre is much longer tyre wear. Skid marks always pride themselves on the fact that we sell the right tyre appropriate to the vehicle and its needs. So if you have a small car that perhaps is only used for shopping 5,000-6,000 miles a year, a good quality European approved budget tyre is the appropriate tyre for you. So that is, compared to a premium tyre, is probably something like about a third or 40% of the cost of a premium, and it will work perfectly adequately for your needs. However, if you have a big powerful car and you're doing 30,000 miles a year up and down the motorway, there's a lot of advantage in putting a premium tyre on, because it will give that type of mileage.
Yeah.
And also premium tyres tend to be a bit quieter on a motorway.
And you can advise when somebody comes in, if yeah. they can explain to you, you know, what sort of a driver they are, obviously the vehicle they've got, what sort of use they give it, then you can advise them appropriately.
Generally speaking, when somebody comes in and they're looking at buying tyres, the first question isn't what size it is, it's what car have you got, what do you use it for, and then judge that around the tyre. But as I say, you can buy European rated, properly constructed winter tyres that are, you know, that fall into the budget price range at the moment.
If somebody's decided to go for winter tyres but maybe is thinking about the budget and they think, well, maybe let's compromise here, can they perhaps replace just two tyres, maybe put the winter tyres on the driving wheels?
The compromise, particularly with a front driven car, the compromise would be to fit them on the front. Obviously the ideal situation is to replace all four. It comes back to having grip on the road. Every vehicle sits on the road. If it's got four wheels, you're on four pieces of rubber, approximately the size of the palm of your hand. That's the contact patch. So it is to your advantage. But however, I appreciate nowadays money is tight, and the compromise would be to fit them to the front where the car steers and is powered. But it is a compromise.
You were talking earlier on about the insurance, and obviously it's a condition of your insurance that you fit the right tyres for the vehicle, whether we're talking winter tyres or conventional tyres. I have heard it said that insurance companies sometimes want to know if you have fitted winter tyres, because sometimes they view it as a modification, because obviously when the car or the vehicle is manufactured, it wouldn't have winter tyres fitted normally. Is that true?
Well, we took advice on this. I spoke to Brent's Insurance, where we are insurance providers, and Chris Jones tells me that as long as the tyre is fitted to the same specification, there shouldn't be a reason to actually notify the insurance company. It's no different from going from one make of tyre to another, as long as the size is correct and the specification is correct, it shouldn't infringe on your insurance.
Right. Now, what about one of the other practical things? If you've got four reasonable tyres on at the moment and they've still got quite a few miles in them before they're going to need replacing, you're going to have winter tyres fitted. Let's say you've decided to go for all four, which is obviously the recommended thing if you can do that. What do you do with the good tyres?
Well, at Skidmarks, one of the things that we do for customers that purchase their winter tyres from us and there's still life in the other set of tyres, we'll store them for free. We have a separate, secure storage facility. You receive a receipt for your tyres so you know they're safe and secure, and we will look after them until such time that it's appropriate to swap them back again. Bearing in mind that you're getting life out of two sets of tyres, so you're probably buying tyres for the next couple of years.
Yeah.
Because you can swap them backwards and forwards.
Yeah, of course. So you'll come back maybe March time.
Look it. And don't forget, you can sometimes even out the wear on your tyres by rotating the tyres on the vehicle, mm-hmm. swapping them back to front, side to side.
So it's a good opportunity to do
exactly.
that.
Exactly. It's a good time. And you just get... As with the alignment service that we offer, it's about getting the maximum possible life out of your tyres. Tyres are not a cheap thing nowadays, but if we can help people get as much possible wear out of them, then it helps in the pocket.
So there's obviously a lot of pros to winter tyres, not a lot of disadvantages. They don't last quite so long, they're a tiny bit more expensive, but they're the main ones. So, I mean, would you recommend them for everybody? Or, I mean, is it really for people who live out in the country, do a lot of miles?
It's not necessarily. The thing is that when you can be caught out, you can go out and the snow could fall, the weather can change. Mm. And, you know, without sounding pessimistic, you can have an accident in half a mile. So there's a case for everybody to think about driving on them. If you don't do a huge amount of mileage but your tyres are about to come up to require changing, then it's worth thinking about swapping to winter tyres and perhaps driving on them for the next year, because if you think about the weather in this country, the hot days are the exceptions, not the cold, wet ones.
Mm.
So that on the few...
Sadly.
But it's true. I mean, this summer was exceptional. But if you think of last year, where we had a lot of wet weather through the summer, there would be a case for driving on them all year round. So, yes, there is a small premium in terms of wear and price. But for the majority of people, they wouldn't count. The big thing is also, is if, like... A lot of us, we rely on our vehicle to run our business. There is the possibility on certain days of extreme weather, you're going to be out there doing business when your competitor's not.
Mm. So it could cost you money as well.
Yeah.
So. You've certainly sold the idea of winter tyres, Keith. Do just remind us where Skidmarks is.
We're in the Everett Business Centre, which is in Prospect Way, just off of Wash Road in Hutton. We're up on the left-hand side. You can't miss us. We're the big yellow and black building. And if we can help at all at any time, if you'd like to ring us on 01277 210414, we're only too pleased to speak to you.
And Prospect Way, that's the last road as you come out of Hutton, just before the railway bridge,
just before
it?
The railway bridge. All listeners are always very welcome. We'll come in, we'll give you an honest assessment of your car, whether you need tyres or not. We have a beautiful reception, we make a really nice cup of coffee, and everyone's more than welcome.
I can certainly vouch for all of that. Obviously, any reputable tyre dealer will be able to advise you on winter tyres, but I have to say, from personal experience, you certainly don't sell anything that people don't want. You're always very welcome, and you explain things to people, which, you know, a lot of people sort of get quite scared when it comes to things they don't understand, and let's face it, you know, most of us just take things like tyres for granted.
I'm a strong believer, as with the ladies' evenings that we've run in the past, knowledge is power. Unfortunately, there are unscrupulous people in this world. But if you know how to check the tread on your tyres, you know what the legal limit is, and if you know that, in fact, that you're well over that, then you can make an informed decision on whether you want to purchase or not. And that's simply what we do.
Excellent stuff. Keith, time has got the better of us. It's always a pleasure to chat with you. I know you've got various things in the pipeline to do with other things connected with motoring, because you're very big in the community as a business. Do pop back into Phoenix once you have got things planned there. But in the meantime, You were going to say something.
I'm back here on the 29th of the Motorsport Programme because we've got an announcement to make about our continued sponsorship of Lakeside Hammer Speedway. So motorsport fans, motorbike fans, there'll be something for everyone on that programme.
And that's on the
29th, I believe.
Tuesday the 29th with Dave Turner. Keith, it's a pleasure as always to welcome you to Phoenix. Thanks for popping in this morning.